I love this sound. It's the sound of the seaside. It's just getting dark on the 18th of November, and I'm down here looking at very little, but the points of light that there are significant. Jupiter's been in the sky for the last week or so, and along the horizon you've got flashing lights, and I'm able to appreciate them all with an early birthday present from my dear friend Anne, who's got me a pair of binoculars. Oh, there's another star. That's the star that's twinkling and changing colour, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's all kinds. I mean, Jupiter is a really strong point of light. And there's one that I can't find. I think it might be something called Dubhe or something. I can't work out. I've got Google Sky Maps. That's Google Sky. And it's amazing that you spin round and it tells you what's where. And obviously, because I know where Jupiter is, I can work out where on the angles this is, but it's difficult. I think it's one of the parts of Ursa Major or Ursa Minor, but it's twinkling wonderfully. When you get to focus on it, you can see the changes of colour. But the fantastic thing about being by the seaside on the Norfolk coast is that, unlike the city, there's no or very little light pollution. And as it gets darker, more and more stars appear in the sky, and it's just fantastic. And apart from a bit of a breeze and the sound of the sea, it's really peaceful as well. So I'm enjoying this. This is lovely. I'm probably going to have to move shortly because it's starting to get a bit chilly. But I'm not entirely sure whether I want to move just yet because the lights appearing in the sky and around the horizon are just too beautiful to let go just right now. But I thought I'd share that with you. Not entirely sure how good the audio booth photo is going to be. But you'll get the picture, hopefully, in sound form. That's my audio booth for today. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.